Moncrief on News Talk.
Scientists have discovered 30 new deep sea species, including a cavernous death ball sponge, unlike anything seen before. The expedition explored volcanic craters and oceanic trenches near the South Sandwich Islands, revealing a hidden world of strange creatures. Amongst the findings were iridescent scale worms, a new species of sea stars, and the first confirmed footage of a juvenile colossal squid. To tell us more about these fascinating discoveries, Dr. Michelle Taylor from the Ocean Census joins us now. Michelle, how are you today?
Very well. How are you?
This sounds like a fascinating world you're diving into.
It really is. It's the deep sea is just such a wondrous place. It's very rarely explored, so there's still so many fascinating things to find.
They're quite remote areas, aren't they?
This specific area, the South Sandwich Islands, is probably one of the most remote locations on Earth. It took 8 days of steaming in one direction just to get to this location, and obviously 8 days on the way back. And there were moments there where the closest human beings to us were on the International Space Station. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty remote.
Wow, that's a fascinating fact. My God, if you get into trouble there, you're in trouble. And how are you actually exploring? What is it you're using to get down to? I presume you're extreme depths, are they?
So we were lucky enough to use the Schmidt Ocean Institute's ship, the Fulcor 2, and it has a wonderful remotely operated vehicle on it called Sebastian. They're like the robots that found Titanic, you know, the ones with the big lights on the front and the manipulator arms. And the Schmidt Ocean Institute one has some incredible 4K videos on the front. And we actually beam all of this video footage live onto the internet. This ROV can go down a few thousand meters. We were wandering around the deep sea areas at about 2,000, 3,000 meters depth. It was amazing.
Wow. What's it like when you come across something that you know you haven't seen before?
It feels otherworldly. So I know that you mentioned this carnivorous death sponge that we came across.
Yes.
This is across their very muddy habitat, and it's quite a distinct looking thing. It's white, and it looks like it has stalks and ping pong balls on the end of the stalks, and there's a number of the stalks, so it's a really odd shape.
Yeah.
So and when you the lights at the front of the vehicle, of course, cause really big shadows, so you can imagine this kind of ping pong ball covered thing with these enormous shadows in the background. It came, you know, it just emerges out of the darkness, and you think, what is that? And obviously we pause and we settle down, and we had a really good use the amazing 4K cameras to have some zooming in and looking at the details. But yeah, you do see some pretty extraordinary things.
And how do you manage to find out so much about them? Like I've heard that you say that you think this death ball is made from silica.
Yeah, so these are very strange sponges. So sponges can be really soft, but there are actually a whole section of sponges that are called glass sponges, and they're literally made of silica, like glasses. So very tiny, thin spines of silica in different ornamentations. And at a microscopic level, some of these silica spines are hooks. And it's if any animal brushes up against them, a tiny animal, they get stuck. And that's how these sponges then slowly absorb those animals. And that's how they're carnivorous.
God, they're like Velcro creatures.
Yeah. That's a great description. They are like
God. death by Velcro. So tell me a few more of the ones that you've seen that really caught your breath, because it sounds like there's fascinating things going on. An iridescent scale worm, for instance.
Yeah, they're quite there are some really big scale worms, like the size of your hand, and they're segmented just like earthworms, but they have these bristles down each side, like on paddles, and so they kind of shimmy along, and they're gold, and the scales on them were iridescent. So obviously we've got the lights, but the light was really catching them, and they're kind of, you know, moving around furtively across the sand. So they're pretty beautiful things to look at, actually. I never thought I'd say that about a worm, but yes. But they are. They're very pretty.
They're living in almost total darkness, though, aren't they, really? So no one down there gets to appreciate their iridescence.
No, but they're a lot of scale worms actually have biologically created light, so bioluminescence. So we actually think that the most common form of communication on this planet might be bioluminescence. So animals shining at each other for various reasons, because the deep sea by volume is the largest habitat on Earth. And in the total darkness, if you want to scare something away, you know, you can shoot lights at it or pretend you're in a different location. You see some animals pump out fluids that are bioluminescent and then disappear in the opposite direction to escape. Or maybe they're twinkling away saying, you know, look at me, I'm fine, come find me.
When that's going on, are you able to see that?
So we do switch the all of the lights off on the remote operated vehicle once in a while just to see what's around. And we do it especially if we think perhaps something is bioluminescence. So my favorite things are deep sea corals, and there's a number of those that if you were to kind of move them around a little bit and shake them, they bioluminesce these wild patterns up and down their colonies. So we sometimes try that. And because of the amazing kind of robot and this remotely operated vehicle that we got to work with, you can very carefully select these animals and put them into bio boxes. And then when the dive finishes and you bring them to the surface, they're actually still pretty healthy. So we actually had some of the corals bioluminescing in the cold room that we work in. So we were able to see it, you know, in life, like wow. Holding it in my hands.
That must be absolutely fascinating. I just wondering, you know, what percentage would you say you've discovered and there is still left to be discovered?
So in the marine environment, we think that there's probably 90% of ocean life left to be discovered.
90% left to be discovered?
Yeah. Yeah, there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of species out there that haven't been discovered yet.
That is absolutely fascinating. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Michelle Taylor, they're the head of science at the Nippon Foundation Necton Ocean Census.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.